Hello, this is John.
Hi, this is Laquana giving you a call back from customer support as you requested. May I please have your zip code?
46224.
You said 42.
46224.
I do apologize. And may I please have, and you said your first name is John. May I please have your last name?
Warnock, Warnock.
May I ask, what is this call in reference to?
I noticed a credit card charge on my account, which I didn't recognize. It's what it said was primary quality. What do you guys do? I don't remember ever using my credit card to buy anything from this.
Well, we do service multiple companies, so I would actually have to locate an account, and then at that time I can tell you who's charging you and why. Could this account be, could have been created in your spouse's name?
I don't know. That's, neither of us recognize this, so I can't speak to any knowledge about it. Can I give you maybe my credit card number and you can trace what it's for? Or?
I would need the last four and the first six.
Okay, the last four are 7578.
And the first six?
438854.
I do. Thank you for that. Okay, the account is under Christine Warnock.
Yeah. Yeah, it's my wife.
Okay, can you verify the West 16th Street address?
5223.
I do. Thank you for that. And the system is loading to see what was billed to your account. Okay, I did. It looks as though on November 27th, she took a survey to win a Crescent pot. She paid $7.95 to be entered into the sweepstakes. You do have 3 days to cancel out the account. If you do not cancel out the account within 3 days, then you're going to be billed and enrolled into our discount membership club, where you would receive a $199 e-gift card for the price of $67.32.
You filled out some survey and paid $7 or something for it? November 12th.
Didn't do anything.
Said she didn't do any of that.
We sent the email address that we have on file is chriswarnock69@gmail.com. When the survey was taken and that the $7.95 charge was paid, we sent a confirmation email on November 27th, confirming this. The only way that we can have the information is if it's placed in the system. We don't get information from other people. We're an online company, so you would have to put the information in.
So what does the $67 get you?
A $199 e-gift card to our online gadget store, where you'd have the opportunity to make purchases with the gift card. That was...
She knows nothing about this. I don't know if her account was hacked or, but I'd like to request a refund of that 67, please, in the other.
Yes, sir.
She says you've never done that.
Being that all of the information has been verified and it shows that the email was sent when that $7.95 was charged, unfortunately, we can only process a 50% refund.
Well, I'm just going to decline it on my credit card then. I mean,
well,
Chase Bank, I've got an option to just decline it, and it You won't ever get the money.
We've already have the money, sir. That's why we can process the refund.
Well,
once you file a dispute with them, they're going to conduct their own investigation to see if it's
No, they
fraud.
Don't. They just cancel it.
Yes, sir, but they still have to do an investigation to make sure, because if they're
I don't care what they do
out.
On the back end. I don't care what
yes,
they
sir.
Do. They'll just put the refund back into my account.
It's not a refund, sir. It's a provisional credit.
Yeah, it is. The bank. The bank will refund me.
It's not a refund, sir. It's a provisional
credit.
Sure it is.
I do it all the time when people inappropriately use my credit card.
Yes, sir, but all of the information is going to match. So that's the difference between when
you file. No,
it isn't going to
match. Somebody could log in and get my wife's account and input the data. I've
yes,
happened
sir.
Multiple times.
But if something is going to be shipped, then they wouldn't put your address if they're using it fraudulently.
Why wouldn't they? Nothing is being shipped. We haven't bought anything or shipped anything.
I can speak with my supervisor to see if possible we can process a one-time courtesy full refund. But if not, then you would have to contact your bank and follow up with that decision.
No, I don't have to contact them. I just hit decline.
Yes, sir. That is still contacting your bank if you still have to hit the decline button. Allow me one moment while I speak with my supervisor.
Yeah, we know nothing about this. We're not trying to fraudulently get money back. She looked in her email. She's like, I didn't do this. So somebody has got into her account. They've input this to, I don't know for what reason, but she didn't recognize any of it. She's sitting there looking at it. She didn't do this.
I do thank you for holding. My supervisor did okay me to process that refund for the $67.32, and that'll get to you within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
You'll also receive an email letting you know that it has been refunded as well.
Okay.
I do thank you for contacting customer support, and you have a wonderful day.
Thank you.